WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In state high school championship football yesterday, quarterback Jake Hogan scored on a one-yard run with a minute 13 left, giving Don Bosco an 18-14 win over Exira EHK in the eight-player state championship game. Hogan drove the Dons 79 yards in 12 plays for the winning score after their potent offense had been stymied for much of the game. In fact, the Dons had 79, 58, and 79-yard drives on their final three drives of the football game to rally back for the victory. Hogan then intercepted a pass with 9 seconds left to preserve the first state football title for a school that's long been known for its wrestling program. Exira EHK had a 14-0 halftime lead after long scoring runs by Trey Sander and Drew Peppers. But Hogan got his team rolling in the second half as he finished with 111 yards rushing on 32 carries, while adding 172 yards on 8 of 21 passing in the contest. Exira EHK finishes their season with a 12-1 record and a runner-up trophy. Also yesterday, Brandon Snyder scored 2 touchdowns and passed for another, and top-rated West Lyon routed number 2 BGM 49-7 Thursday in the Class A state championship game. West Lyon dominated on the ground, outrushing BGM 329-48. Snyder ran for 181 yards and just 7 carries and completed 4 of 5 passes for another 110 yards. BGM, which had been averaging a class-best 53.9 points, was held without an offensive touchdown. The Bears played most of the game without star running back Jack Klein, who came in with 1,811 yards rushing and 49 touchdowns. After returning an interception 52 yards for the game's first touchdown, Klein sprained an ankle on a tackle and he did not return to the contest. Well, Philip Jacobson caught 4 of Trent Solzman's 6 touchdown passes, and Bishop Heland Catholic couldn't have been any more impressive last night, overwhelming Washington 47-14 in the Class 3A state championship game. Jacobson also ran for a touchdown and intercepted 2 passes, part of a record-setting performance that gave the top-ranked Crusaders their 4th state title. Solzman hit on 23 of 30 passes for 453 yards and no interceptions, setting a Class 3A championship game record for completions and all-class marks for yards and touchdowns. Solzma threw for 301 yards in helping Heelan build a 26-7 halftime lead, forcing number 6 Washington's ground-oriented offense out of its comfort zone and ending an 11-game win streak for the Demons, who finish 13-1 on the season. Now, the last three of the state championship games are set for today at the Unidome. In action coming up today, starting at 11:06 this morning, they'll kick off the 1A title game as St. Edmund faces Regina of Iowa City. Both those teams 13-0 in an all-Catholic showdown. One of two of those going on today. In Class 2A, Kemper Catholic will go for the state title. The 13-0 Knights will face 12-1 Waukon at 2:06 this afternoon. Then tonight at 7:06, it's another all-Catholic showdown in Class 4A as Cedar Rapids Xavier will battle Dowling Catholic. Dowling Catholic is 13-0, while Xavier 12-1 heading into that football game tonight. Again, that's a 7:06 kickoff for the Class 4A state championship. Well, Blake Bortles passed for 1 touchdown and ran for another, leading 17th-ranked Central Florida past Rutgers 41-17 to remain undefeated in the American Athletic Conference. The Knights are 9-1 overall. They're 6-0 in the AAC. The Knights are 1 game ahead of Louisville and Cincinnati in conference play. Their only loss was a 3-point loss to South Carolina. Bortles threw for a 4-yard touchdown pass to Brashawn Perriman in the opening quarter, and UCF scored on its first 4 offensive possessions, building a 28-7 lead as Rutgers falls to 5-5 with that loss last night. In the NFL last night, Drew Brees threw a pair of touchdown passes, and the New Orleans Saints overcame a lackluster offensive showing and handing the Atlanta Falcons their 5th straight loss, 17-13. Brees hooked up with Jimmy Graham on a 44-yard touchdown and Benjamin Watson on a 1-yard scoring play, both in the first half. And that was good enough to give the first-place Saints a sweep of their season series with their NFC South rivals. Atlanta was considered a preseason pick to make the playoffs, but instead has seen its season spiral downward. Atlanta ensured its first losing season since 2008 and was officially eliminated from the division race with 5 weeks remaining. The Saints are 9-2. The Falcons, just the opposite. They fall to 2-9 on the season. Well, Donald Stevenson and Jeff Schwartz might as well consider themselves quasi-starters, the way the two Chiefs' offensive linemen have been pressed into service this season. In an ideal world, Stevenson is supposed to be the backup offensive tackle, Schwartz the reserve offensive guard. But injuries to just about everybody on the Chiefs' already suspect offense has resulted in each of them playing in every game this season. They could be pressed into service again Sunday against San Diego. Right tackle Eric Fisher has been dealing with a shoulder injury, and right guard John Asamoah some calf spasms and a shoulder injury of his own. If either of them can't start, it'll be up to Stevenson and Schwartz to fill that void. Elsewhere around the NFL, Richie Incognito has agreed to postpone his grievance hearing, challenging his suspension by the Miami Dolphins until the NFL completes its investigation into the team's bullying scandal. The hearing had been scheduled for Thursday. The Dolphins have released a statement saying Incognito is cooperating fully and will meet with the league's special investigator, Ted Wells. Tackle Jonathan Martin alleges he was harassed daily by teammates, including Incognito. Martin left the team October 28th, and Incognito was suspended November 3rd. Broncos wide receiver Wes Welker returned to practice Thursday for the first time since leaving Sunday's game against Kansas City with a concussion. Welker passed his baseline concussion test earlier in the week, but he hasn't been allowed any contact work. He'll get to do that Friday if all goes well. He said he's hopeful he'll be able to play against his former team when the Broncos take on New England on Sunday. Microsoft co-founder and Seattle Seahawks owner Paul Allen says he will pay for a two-year, $2.4 million study into whether repeated blows to the head can lead to dementia. Researchers at the Allen Institute for Brain Science and the University of Washington will examine donated brains to look for links between head injuries and later health problems like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says coach Jason Garrett will return in 2014, even if the Cowboys fail to end a three-year playoff drought this season. In making the announcement, Jones said he's disappointed the Cowboys don't have a better record. Dallas is 5-5 and a half game back of Philadelphia in the NFC East. This Sunday, the Cowboys face divisional rival New York, which has won four straight. Also, running back Adrian Peterson says he expects to play for the 2-8 Vikings when they meet Green Bay this week. That's despite nursing a groin injury. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cutie Pie Boutique in Atlantic invites you to their Christmas open house and one-year anniversary celebration Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Hi, this is Alicia, and we have lots of new arrivals, including Christmas plates, platters, and cake plates. These would make wonderful gifts for everyone on your list, including teachers. When you are here, check out our burlap door hangers. You can customize your order, one for anyone on your list. We have gifts at all price points starting as low as $10. Please join us for our Christmas open house and one-year anniversary celebration Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 21st through the 23rd, and see what's all new for Christmas this year. And make sure to sign up for door prizes at Cutie Pie Boutique, 412 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Florida State beat number 10 VCU in the only upset, 85-67. 12th-rated Wisconsin beat Bowling Green, 88-64. Number 13 Gonzaga over Washington State, 90-74. 14th-ranked Michigan beat Long Beach State, 85-61. Number 16 Florida downing Middle Tennessee, 79-59. 18th-rated UConn beat Boston College, 72-70. Number 19 New Mexico outlasting UAB in overtime. That's a double overtime game, 97-94. And number 25 Marquette edging New Hampshire 58-53. In women's college hoops, Hallie Christofferson scored 25 points as number 22 Iowa State used a dominant second half in routing Cincinnati 78-42. Leading 40-32 with 14 minutes remaining last night, Iowa State scored the game's next 15 points to extend its lead to 55-32. The Cyclones outscored Cincinnati 44-17 in the second half, and they've now won their first three games by an average of 27 points each. Iowa State shot 52% from the floor. They were 12 of 24 on three-pointers. Cincinnati shot only 29.6% from the floor and just 4 of 20 from outside the arc. Sienna Johnson added 13 points for the Cyclones, while Jada Buckley had 12. Christofferson, who entered the game as the Big 12's leading scorer, also grabbed 7 rebounds, helping the Cyclones improve to 3-0. Just a couple of games in the NBA last night. Oklahoma City beat the LA Clippers 105-91. It was Denver over Chicago 97-87. In the National Hockey League, Philadelphia beat Buffalo 4-1. Nashville over Toronto 4-2. St. Louis needed a shootout to beat Boston 3-2. Detroit over Carolina 4-3. Chicago beat Winnipeg 6-3. New York Rangers over Dallas 3-2. Colorado in overtime 4-3 over Phoenix. Edmonton beat Florida 4-1. New Jersey in OT over Los Angeles 2-1. And San Jose beat Tampa Bay by a 5-1 final. Alex Rodriguez's grievance hearing to overturn his 211-game suspension ended Thursday after 12 days of sessions, a day after the New York Yankees third baseman angrily walked out and decided not to testify in his own defense. Rodriguez's lawyers returned to Major League Baseball's office for what turned out to be the final day of the proceeding before arbitrator Frederick Horowitz. By the end of the day, both sides had rested their cases, according to a person familiar with the situation. The next step is for the sides to submit briefs to Horowitz, which will close the record. Horowitz will then decide whether to sustain or alter the 211-game suspension given to the Yankees' third baseman last summer by Major League Baseball. And Baseball Players Union head Michael Wiener has died 15 months after being diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. He was 51. The union says Wiener died Thursday at his home in Mansfield Township, New Jersey. A succession plan was put in place last summer that will lead to former Big League All-Star Tony Clark taking over Wiener's role as the executive director. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.